The following is a review of the financial reporting and analysis principles designed to address the learning outcome statements set forth by CFA Institute. This topic is also covered in Understanding Cash Flow Statements. The cash flow statement provides information beyond that available from the income statement, which is based on accrual rather than cash accounting. The cash flow statement provides information about a company's cash receipts and cash payments during an accounting period, information about a company's operating, investing, and financing activities, and an understanding of the impact of accrual accounting events on cash flows. The cash flow statement provides information to assess the firm's liquidity, solvency, and financial flexibility. An analyst can use the statement of cash flows to determine whether regular operations generate enough cash to sustain the business, enough cash is generated to pay off existing debts as they mature, the firm is likely to need additional financing, unexpected obligations can be met, and the firm can take advantage of new business opportunities as they arise. The cash flow statement reconciles the beginning and ending balances of cash over an accounting period. It is important to understand that net income, based on accrual accounting, is not the same thing as cash earnings. When the timing of revenue or expense recognition differs from the receipt or payment of cash, it is reflected in changes in balance sheet accounts. For example, when sales exceed cash collections, accounts receivable increase. The opposite occurs when cash collections exceed revenues, accounts receivable decrease. When purchases from suppliers exceed cash payments, accounts payable increase. When cash payments exceed purchases, payables decrease. Investing activities typically relate to the firm's non-current assets, while financing activities typically relate to the firm's non-current liabilities and equity. The first LOS asks us to compare cash flows from operating, investing, and financing activities and classify cash flow items as relating to one of those three categories given a description of the item. Items on the cash flow statement come from two sources, income statement items and changes in balance sheet accounts. A firm's cash receipts and payments are classified on the cash flow statement as operating, investing, or financing activities. Cash flow from operating activities, or CFO, sometimes referred to as cash flow from operations or operating cash flow, consists of the inflows and outflows of cash resulting from transactions that affect a firm's net income. Cash flow from investing activities, or CFI, consists of the inflows and outflows of cash resulting from the acquisition or disposal of long-term assets and certain investments. Cash flow from financing activities, or CFF, consists of the inflows and outflows of cash resulting from transactions affecting a firm's capital structure. The acquisition of debt and equity investments other than trading securities and loans made to others are reported as investing activities. However, the income from these investments, interest and dividends received, is reported as an operating activity under U.S. GAAP. Also note that principal amounts borrowed from others are reported as financing activities. However, the interest paid is reported as an operating activity. Finally, note that dividends paid to the firm's shareholders are financing activities under U.S. GAAP. The next LOS is to describe how non-cash investing and financing activities are reported. Non-cash investing and financing activities are not reported in the cash flow statement since they do not result in inflows or outflows of cash. For example, if a firm acquires real estate with financing provided by the seller, the firm has made an investing and financing decision. This transaction is the equivalent of borrowing the purchase price. However, since no cash is involved in the transaction, it is not reported as an investing and financing activity in the cash flow statement. Another example of a non-cash transaction is an exchange of debt for equity. Such an exchange results in a reduction of debt and an increase in equity. However, since no cash is involved in the transaction, it is not reported as a financing activity in the cash flow statement. Non-cash transactions must be disclosed in either a footnote or supplemental schedule to the cash flow statement. Analysts should be aware of the firm's non-cash transactions, incorporating them into analysis of past and current performance, and include their effects in estimating future cash flows. The next LOS requires us to contrast cash flow statements prepared under International Financial Reporting Standards, or IFRS, and U.S. Generally Accepted Accounting Principles, or U.S. GAAP. Under U.S. GAAP, dividends paid to the firm's shareholders are reported as financing activities, while interest paid is reported in operating activities. Interest received and dividends received from investments are also reported as operating activities. IFRS allows more flexibility in the classification of cash flows. Under IFRS, interest and dividends received may be classified as either operating or investing activities. Dividends paid to the company's shareholders and interest paid on the company's debt may be classified as either operating or financing activities. Another important difference relates to income taxes paid. Under U.S. GAAP, all taxes paid are reported as operating activities, even taxes related to investing and financing transactions. Under IFRS, income taxes are also reported as operating activities unless the expense is associated with an investing or financing transaction. For example, consider a company that sells land that was held for investment for $1 million. Income taxes on the sale total $160,000. Under U.S. GAAP, the firm reports an inflow of cash from investing activities of $1 million and an outflow of cash from operating activities of $160,000. Under IFRS, the firm can report a net inflow of $840,000 from investing activities. The next LOS requires us to distinguish between the direct and indirect methods of presenting cash from operating activities and describe arguments in favor of each method. There are two methods of presenting the cash flow statement, the direct method and the indirect method. Both methods are permitted under U.S. GAAP and IFRS. The use of the direct method, however, is encouraged by both standard setters. The difference in the two methods relates to the presentation of cash flow from operating activities. The presentation of cash flows from investing activities and financing activities is exactly the same under both methods. Under the direct method, each line item of the accrual-based income statement is converted into cash receipts or cash payments. Recall that under the accrual method of accounting, the timing of revenue and expense recognition may differ from the timing of the related cash flows. Under cash basis accounting, revenue and expense recognition occur when cash is received or paid. Simply stated, the direct method converts an accrual basis income statement into a cash basis income statement. The direct method begins with cash inflows from customers and then deducts cash outflows for purchases, operating expenses, interest, and taxes. Under the indirect method, net income is converted to operating cash flow by making adjustments for transactions that affect net income but are not cash transactions. These adjustments include eliminating non-cash expenses, such as depreciation and amortization, non-operating items, such as gains and losses, and changes in balance sheet accounts resulting from accrual accounting events. Under the indirect method, the starting point is net income, the bottom line of the income statement. Under the direct method, the starting point is the top of the income statement, revenues, adjusted to show cash received from customers. Total cash flow from operating activities is exactly the same under both methods, only the presentation methods differ. The primary advantage of the direct method is that it presents the firm's operating cash receipts and payments, while the indirect method only presents the net result of these receipts and payments. Therefore, the direct method provides more information than the indirect method. This knowledge of past receipts and payments is useful in estimating future operating cash flows. The main advantage of the indirect method is that it focuses on the differences in net income and operating cash flow. This provides a useful link to the income statement when forecasting future operating cash flow. Analysts forecast net income and then derive operating cash flow by adjusting net income for the differences between accrual accounting and the cash basis of accounting. Under U.S. GAAP, a direct method presentation must also disclose the adjustments necessary to reconcile net income to cash flow from operating activities. This disclosure is the same information that is presented in an indirect method cash flow statement. This reconciliation is not required under IFRS. Under IFRS, payments for interest and taxes must be disclosed separately in the cash flow statement under either method, direct or indirect. Under U.S. GAAP, payments for interest and taxes can be reported in the cash flow statement or disclosed in the footnotes.